Welcome to Breakthrough with Brig, the podcast that teaches high-achieving Black women how to use thought work to break through barriers, get out of their own way, and become their best self in the most loving and sustainable way. Y'all ready? Let's dig in. Hey guys, episode 173. How y'all doing? I love saying that. I do. I miss you guys. So I love saying that. I really want to thank you guys for listening and sharing last week's episode. It got the most downloads and set a new record for the past couple of months. And I want to keep giving you guys content that you like and that you're like, yes to, because I can tell. So I appreciate all the sharing. I appreciate you guys writing the reviews. So please continue reviewing, giving me DMs, reaching out, letting me know what podcast topics you would like. This podcast, this, what I do, is for you. This really is all about me serving you. And I want to do that better. I want you to feel like this podcast is us talking and that I am talking in a way that resonates with you, and I'm answering the questions that you have and talking about the topics and coaching that you have, so that you can use this. If you didn't do anything but use this, that you would see transformation. That's what I want. And so on that note, I have an announcement that I will make at the end of this podcast, and I cannot wait to share. It's something I've been cooking up for a while, and it's finally in the works. But without delay, let's go. Have you ever thought maybe I should stop trying? Like, really, when it comes to your goal, have you ever said, maybe I should just stop trying? It's a pervasive mindset that can be a significant barrier to achieving goals, especially the big ones. And queens, it's subtle as fuck, and it's a dream killer. So listen, if you have big dreams, the thought of quitting is totally normal. So this isn't going to be a change your thought or shame you into thinking for thinking that kind of way kind of episode. This is about how one word can have a deleterious effect on our dreams without us even knowing it. And if you're doing this, your dreams are dying a very slow and painful death. And I want to help you. Understanding the maybe mindset. The maybe mindset. It's a poisonous thought that slowly sucks the life out of our dreams and goals. It's like a slow leak that eventually leaves you completely flat at 1 a.m. on a dark, unpopulated road. But it's a leak that you weren't aware of. Like, you ever had them slow leaks in your tires, and then all of a sudden, one day, or for me, it's usually I've got to rush out. I've got an emergency. I got to leave the house, and I walk into my garage and it is flat. And I was totally unaware that there was a slow leak in the first place. Slow leaks can go on for weeks. You thought all was good, but this maybe mindset is dangerous, and it kills every dream in its wake. Not some of them, every dream in its wake. But first, let's explore the origins of this pattern. Is it fear of failure? Is it fear of success? It could be. But since I've discussed those at other times, I want to talk about something a bit more specific to us. And that is, something else is more important. Like, maybe I should quit. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this, because something else is more important. looking at our success in obligation, it's like once we have enough, we're minimally successful. Now, as Black women, we're supposed to stop and put all our attention into others. But here's the deal. We get to keep evolving too. Yes, I have one degree. Yes, I have one industry changing career, and I can have another one too. What if you don't stop ever evolving? What if you're going to have five different careers or more? Why can't you have that opportunity? I want to challenge you to consider, what would you do with your time if you weren't pursuing your goals? And is that perceived as more worthy, and why? Meaning, I would be a better mother. I would be a better wife. I would have more money. I would work a second job. I would stop working a second job. What is it that you're perceiving is more worthy if you weren't pursuing your goals? And the only question I have is why? This episode, again, isn't about shaming you. It's about bringing out all the stuff that is there so you can make a great decision and get out of the maybe trap. The mindset of maybe is a trap. There's an internalized belief that as Black women, our efforts must always yield right and immediate results. And if it doesn't, then that time is being wasted. And y'all know about how we are about scarcity as Black women. Scarcity as Black women. Yeah, I said it. There ain't enough, so we sure don't want to waste it. And by it, it means time and money. Especially if someone or something is deemed more worthy of our efforts than ourselves. And it is quite pervasive and it's sneaky. Like, I'm not saving for retirement like Dave Ramsey said I should, right? Or I'm not paying off debt. I'm creating debt. None of these things are right or wrong. I just want you to do it with more awareness, not out of this question of maybe the trap. Bell Hooks and Sisters of the Yam, Black Women in Self-Recovery. Y'all know I love that name, right? Self-recovery. For Black females and males too, that means learning about the myriad of ways racism, sexism, class exploitation, homophobia, and various other structures of domination operate in our daily lives to undermine our capacity to be self-determining. Again, how all of those isms and various other structures of domination operate in our daily lives to undermine our capacity to be self-determining. Meaning, maybe, right? Maybe, as opposed to saying, I am or I'm not. Our capacity to be self-determining has been diminished by the cultural bullshit that we've dealt with. And that's what this is all about. Our right to be self-determining, to have the authority over our decisions, our time, our money, and yes, our goals, whether they make sense to anyone or not. You get to decide it's a worthy goal. Even if it doesn't make any sense, even if you will never recoup your money or your time, you get to make sense of it and no one else. But because we don't have this self-determination, we stay stuck in indecision. And it's this indecision that affects our mental health and our overall well-being. Ladies, there's a cost to staying stuck in maybe. Remaining in the stuck state of uncertainty can lead to missed opportunity and regret. We're half in and half out, or going all in only to look at the results, deem it not worthy, and then put our foot on the gas, on the brake, and then go all out. And we repeat this cycle over and over again because we haven't decided. There's also a search for external validation too. We often look for external signs such as a certain number, whether it be money, number on a scale, whatever, be it clients or the amount of time to justify continuing or quitting. It's outside of us. It's an external sign that justifies continuing or quitting. Now, I'm not talking about I've looked at the numbers, I made a decision, and me, myself, and I from self-determination has decided I'm making this decision this way or that way. It's we're actually giving the results, the ability to change. You're not deciding, the results are deciding for you. There is that difference. That's not self-determination, right? And because of that, then we're half in, half out, or go all in for a little while, don't like the results, and then go all the way out. This approach has so many flaws, but the main one is that it keeps us attached to others instead of ourselves. What others do, what others say, what the results are. And that, queen, is not freedom. When we're free, we have the right to make decisions, whether anybody agrees with it or not. That's what freedom is. Freedom is I get to dream this dream. I get to go for this goal. I don't care if I'm putting all my money in it. I don't care, right? No one gets a right to say no but you. And you get to. I'm not saying don't. You get to quit. I don't want you to stay in maybe land. You get to go all in, but I want you to go all in, not in maybe land. Because maybe land is just a slow, painful, it's like the waterboarding of quitting, of running a business, of trying to lose the weight, of trying to date, or whatever it is. It is waterboarding it or the drip thing. It is a slow, painful death because you're like staying in maybe land the entire time. Slow leak. This is why I spend so much time in self-trust and building it in my program through tools such as the dependability diary that I teach my clients or other things that I do to undo this damage of years of marginalization and improve our internal validation and self-trust in decision-making. And here's the problem. The higher up the ladder of success we go, the more self-trust becomes an issue because we have enough trust for this level, but oh, we don't have enough trust for this next level. And then all of a sudden we're like, well, wait a minute. I'm this, I'm that. How come I can't make this decision? Where did this come from? I can tell you where it came from, queen. Years of marginalization. That's where it came from. The bullshit that bell hooks just talked about, right? This becomes an issue. So many of my clients will say, I should trust myself, but I don't. And they don't understand why. And it's because of this cultural history. And we have to intentionally and daily create our self-trust. It is not given to us. It's not. The world won't give it. Like, we're like, I'm just supposed to trust myself. No. If that was the case, all of us would trust ourselves. In this world, the way it is right now, we have to be the bearers of making ourselves responsible for building that for ourselves intentionally and daily. This podcast is sponsored by Brig Johnson Coaching. Hey, I have some exciting news for all of my high achieving women out there. That's right. I get the emails and DMs from you guys saying you wish you were my target market. I understand. We need great allies too, and we need allies with well-managed minds. Well, I've listened. So this offer is for you too. because it's a one-on-one offer. So if you're feeling stressed and overwhelmed, you're a woman of color or not, or an ally, if you're tired of feeling like you can't do more, I'm here to help. My one-on-one six-month coaching program is designed specifically for you. Together, we will work on strategies to help you manage your stress and help you achieve your goals. Because women quitting on their dreams is just not an option. And this is what my six-month program can do for you. Instead of time management, we will uncover why you manage your time the way you are so that you can prioritize self-care, giving you more time to do the things you love. Are you struggling with imposter syndrome? Are you anxious with a chaotic mind? I get it. We target the root causes of imposter syndrome, helping you gain the confidence and self-assurance to pursue your goals and succeed in your career and your personal life. Do you struggle with communication issues, difficulty expressing yourself effectively, or asserting your needs professionally or personally? You'll learn to cultivate a positive relationship with yourself. We'll work on the why this issue is for you, why this is happening, helping you resolve the inner conflict so that you can easily take care of the external conflict with others. When it comes to communicating your needs, you don't need another communication class on how to resolve clients' issues. Once you uncover your hidden conditioning, you will have the skills to build stronger, more productive relationships with colleagues, clients, and ultimately leading to greater success and growth in your business and personal life. Listen, if you're a high-level woman ready to cultivate more meaningful and fulfilling relationships, both with yourself and others, and you take your business and professional growth seriously and you want to take it to the next level, you and your relationship with you and your brain is your greatest asset. My coaching program is perfect for you. You don't have to continue putting others first and neglecting your own needs and desires in the process. Because remember, you are your greatest asset. Let's work together to create a life that you enjoy, of connection and success. If this interests you, reach out, book a breakthrough call at brickjohnson.com/breakthrough. Again, brickjohnson.com/breakthrough. Look forward to talking to you. There is an exhaustion of indecision, and I want to talk about it. And it's the constantly questioning your path. And it leads to a mental exhaustion that drains your energy that could be directed towards productive work. And it just keeps you in Stuckville. So for practical tips on this, I want you to go to one of my podcasts, either The Worry Window or Stop Having One-Sided Conversations with Your Brain, because I talk about practical tips on how to direct your brain in both of those. They're two different concepts that I talk about, but listen to a podcast called entitled Worry Windows, or the one that says Stop Having One-Sided Conversations with Your Brain. Let's talk about deciding versus floating in maybe. And there is a difference between making a conscious decision to stop and being stuck in the limbo of maybe. You can literally stay in maybe limbo for years. I remember when I was in a relationship that wasn't going anywhere, and instead of making a decision, I stayed in maybe limbo. And that cost was tremendous, mentally, emotionally, financially. And I just don't want that for you. And here's the deal. Our brain is okay with it. So if you're like, well, when it's time, I'll know. No, if you're just like, my brain will let me know, no, we have to lead our brain. Our brain is okay with us staying there because you're safe. Remember, our brain is not programmed for our highest self, for you to be thriving and living your best life. Your brain is okay with you being in a cave with a fire, with a rock as your pillow, surviving. Because it uses less energy. It doesn't have to come up with new neural pathways. It doesn't have to learn anything. It doesn't have to challenge anything. It doesn't have to have the difficult conversations that bring up all the emotions or anything. It is okay with you just going through the motions, taking action, because it uses the least amount of energy. Staying in and floating in maybe is easy, but is it right? Be careful. You can get trapped here and not even know you're trapped. It's a trap that only with invisible mental walls. You can't see them, but baby, them walls are there. One of the ways to avoid this is to always have clarity around your goals and your intentions and ask yourself, is what I'm doing getting me there? Especially when we're just going through the emotion and through the motions. Had I gone, went like, is this relationship really getting me where I want to go? If I had had that, as opposed to just living the same life over and over again, groundhog day, maybe this is going to work. Maybe I should leave. Maybe I don't know, but never really deciding, never really bringing up evidence for myself to make inform decisions, get clarity. Ask yourself, is this what I'm doing getting me where I want to go? I call these having those mirror moments, and those mirror moments can be life-changing. You may just have to ask yourself, am I going through the motions? And if so, why? What am I afraid of? And listen, don't judge yourself. It could be fear. It could be this is easy. I don't want to have to deal with the mess that's going to happen right now. Tell yourself that. It could be shame. It could be guilt. I've been here this long. I got to stay invested because I've been this long. I need to stay in. Like, telling yourself the truth is so refreshing. But the point is to be aware of why you're there, and it's not a maybe. And let that inform your decision to get out of the maybe trap. Okay, so moving beyond maybe, after you've had this mirror moment, now it's time to make some decisions. It's basically shit or get off the pot time, right? I can talk about the decision to get my divorce and how it was my dream of having a fulfilled marriage. And I thought maybe we would get there. And maybe I can just stay and not be happy, and that will be okay, because maybe that's what's best for the kids. It was a whole bunch of maybe. Maybe I should stay. Maybe that's what God wants. Maybe that's what's best for the kids. Maybe if I leave, the kids are going to be fucked up. Like, maybe it's just me just being emotional. Maybe. You see how you can stay trapped in a whole bunch of maybe? The maybe land trap had me going out looking at apartments one day and beating myself up for doing it the next day. And it was exhausting. Once I realized that this was not what I would tell my daughters at all, then all the maybes were gone. Like, literally all of the maybes were gone when I realized this isn't what I would tell my daughters to do. And that's that type of clarity. What do you want? Assessing your goals and decide if you should preserve or if you should pivot, right? But get out of the maybe. You do this by aligning your actions with your core values and purpose. For me, that was the one I wanted to model. I wanted to model a loving relationship with my kids. That was my core value and purpose. So I did. And that relationship that I modeled was one with my damn self. And that was the best thing I could model with my kids. And it was okay. So, all right, Brick, creating a plan of action. Now it's time to create a plan of action and create steps to move forward, regardless of the decision. Remember, it's okay whether you're like, yep, it's time to pivot, or yes, it is time to preserve and stay in the game, right? The real power is in getting out of maybe land, in regaining control over your lives and your goal. It's not someone else. It's not the world. It's not all the bullshit programming in your head. It is you gaining control over your life and your goal. And how would you take control of this decision? Are you living the life you want or someone else's? Is this someone else's programming that you live, that you're living? You should stay here and you should stay at your job for 30 years and put 10% back in retirement. And when you're 65, you get to retire and go take the prune cruise. Why? Why? Are you waiting for permission? Are you waiting for validation elsewhere? What would it look like if you got it? Can you do that now? Right? Like if you got permission and validation, what would it look like? And just ask yourself, can I do whatever that is? Can I do that now? And sometimes you just have to be aware and let the decision come to you, but with clarity and curiosity, which is different from default and just going through the motions. Me saying, I don't know, maybe is different than I'm going to think about this, why I think this. I'm going to pay attention to why I am fearful of leaving. What is it I think I'm going to do? What is it I think is going to happen to my kids if we leave? How is this any better? Why are there statistics on this? Why are there not any statistics on that? Right? You get to give yourself permission to pursue, queen. Give yourself permission to pursue your goals relentlessly. If that's what you're waiting for, you get to give yourself, no matter, again, if it makes sense or not, you get to give yourself permission. I don't care how many times you stepped up to the plate to lose that same 50 pounds. I don't care how many times you lost that 50 pounds and regained that 50 pounds. You get to give yourself permission to pursue that goal relentlessly. There is the power of self-permission in overcoming doubts and external obstacles. And I give myself permission is so freeing, right? I give myself permission, not my husband, not my significant other, not the money in my bank, not how much time I got, not how much time I've spent, not whether or not it's viable, it's a worthy thing. I get to give myself permission based on my parameters. That's self-determination, and it gets you out of fucking maybe land and maybe mindset. Remember, queens, consist over effort over time. You get to persist and stay consistent with your efforts, even when immediate results are not visible. I want to encourage you to make firm decisions about your big goals and commit to it or pivot. Either way is okay, but please get out of the maybe trap because nothing happens there. Okay, here's my big announcement. I am excited, and I hope this episode was a reflection of how I am doing my work to really help you guys. Like, take what I'm doing, because I've done surveys and I see, take what I'm doing and giving you practical advice for your real life experiences. And so many of us have that question of, maybe I should give up. Maybe this goal isn't going to be for me. I don't care what the goal is. I don't care if the goal is to do a split. I don't care if it's to do a handstand. I don't care if it's to completely change your identity of who you are and how you show up. I don't care if it's from going to an introvert to an extrovert. I don't care. You get to decide. And it's okay. Give yourself permission. So with that, my new announcement is I am announcing a totally new series within this podcast. I'm not going to do, I thought about it. Do I want to do a separate one? I talked to some other people. And for right now, it may change. But for right now, within this podcast, not only are we going to have the Value of Coaching series where I, and you guys love that one. Those are some of my most downloaded episodes when I talk to my clients. But I wanted to expand it beyond my clients and coaching and put it in more practical terms. And I wanted to look at women winning and I wanted to hear their stories because I love a good come up underdog story. I love a good one. And so I have people that I admire that I follow on Instagram and I'm like, oh my God, that is amazing. And I'm like, I've been shooting my shot. I've been messaging people and saying, hey, you want to be on my podcast? And they're ordinary, but extraordinary people. They're not people who like are way, way famous, but they are winning and they are women. And I just want to share their stories. And there are a couple of men that I want to interview too. So, hey, so I just want you to like, I just wanted to like bring that up. And if you guys have someone that you're like, oh, this person would be great for the podcast, I want to hear their story, then please reach out, DM me, or send me a note at support@BrigJohnson or brig@BrigJohnson.com. And let me know of someone that you would love for me to interview and why you want to share their story. All right. So continue to write your reviews, queens. I love them. And please tell us what your experience is of the maybe mindset on social media or in a review. Like what has been your, have you identified that you have the maybe mindset? Has it been a limit? And was it a slow leak? And let me know. And don't forget to register for our monthly Melanin Hour, where we get to give you a sneak peek of coaching, my frameworks. I do a little teaching and all in a very safe environment. Until next time. All right, queens, I will talk with you next week. Bye. Did you enjoy this podcast? Where I have a personal invitation. I want to spend time with you, coach you, talk about the issues that are affecting you. We do this in a community we call the Melanin Hour, created just for us high achieving Black women. You can register at brickjohnson.com/coaching. And don't forget, Deeply Rooted is where we put all this shit together. We immerse ourselves and we master this. 6 months, you, me, and a bunch of women that look like you and got a little melanin in them. That's Deeply Rooted. You can register for the wait list at brickjohnson.com/group. Hope to see you there. Bye.